Hey guys, it's been a while since I did not make a new episode in our podcast. I don't know guys, I hope, kumusta man mo? Kumusta mo? How's life? How's your academic performance? How's your love life? And everything. I just want, in this episode, guys, I don't want to tackle any topic, but I just want to tackle something from my mind. Okay, it's been like months. Yeah, it's been like months since I've been like this. You know, been like this. Marasha, I don't know, guys. You know what? I can really say, I just want to share something to myself. Okay. More likely, I share contents, okay? I post contents to help other people on solving their own problem. But damn, man. I don't know. Alam mo, maglisod kung solve sa kong kagaling ng problem. Which is normal, right? Maglisod ka o kan, but you can help other people. And it's very damn effective. But when it comes to myself and I apply it on myself, I don't know. Things will get messed up. Because kabalo mo guys, it's been like months since I have this feeling bitong amurag numb and ano ko'y ma-feel when it comes to love. Kay, I don't know. You know what? Sige, I'll try to share na lang, no? I grew up manggood in a family where we are expressive on our feelings and especially to love. Pag naaganit mi ma-feel, yeah, amo i-share diretso and open mi sa kusa. And it's true, ngayon na. But karon nga ning college ko, dili na kayo ko mo-share when it comes to my love life, no? Kay lagi motuo magud ko anang kasabihan nga mura siyag mapalaw, ma-jinx bitaw pag i-share ni mo siya nga sa'yo pa or nga na the every details in your relationship or sa mo ang ka-relationship. So, nga na eh, I think deserve po ninyo may bal, ano, why do I have this kind of idea about love? Yeah, I grew up in a family where we usually share our feelings. And nagdako po ko sa akong parents nga makita na ako sila expressive and they do different love languages depende sa kung unsay need sila ang partner. So grabe sila mom and dad mo empathize to each other. They are very sensitive sa ilahang mga kaugalingong needs and they maningkamot sila nga ma-provide nila as much as they can. So I grew up in that kind of environment. So mura siya ang ako abitong perspective sa love na set na to be like that. So when I love someone, ingana, kabalo na ko guys, unsaon bitaw, kay gitudluan ko ni daddy, gigistoryahan ko ni mami kung unsay mga needs yung dapat na ko i-consider. And amazing siya. Promise, amazing siya. Fulfillment sa heart and you are aware sa ubang tao. But you know what? It's ironic because as much as I love to see my parents loving each other, when it comes to my love life, dili ko parehas yun. Akong question sa myself with to guys, kay dili na ho, dili ko parehas anong uban ba nga, dali ra kayo sa ilaha makakitag love life. Like, na ko'y mga barkada, bitaw ang mga laki, di good ko kasabay nila, o sa pag makauyab na sila, lahi na lang priority, which is true and okay, it's okay. Pero sa tanan na kung most likely barkada, nakauyab sila, nakauyab. And ma-fail in lang relationship, makauyab dapat sila dito. So, how I wish to be like that, bitaw. Okay, when it comes to love, man, good guys, when I love someone, akong perspective, bitaw, is siya. I mean, pag mahigugma ko, it's so strong na I will dedicate my whole life to that person. And kana kay makonsensya bitaw ko and mura ko kanang I don't know. Galibog jud ko sa akong thoughts ron. How do I say this thing? So I was really in love to this kind of this person, no? And it's been like years na ako siya kaila since childhood. Crush na siya, ultimate crush. Yeah, hinga na. And then we constantly communicate. And walay times nga dili gyud ko ma in love niya every time mag-istorya mi. And same-ig hilig, same-ig interest. And grabe gyud na siya ka love gyud guys to the point na dili ni siya obsession ha kay ma-determine man gyud na ang obsession sa possessive and something like that. It's just that ma-feel lang gyud na nga lahi siya ba. Pag mayon ka kanang standard bitaw, siya gyud ako mainom duman jud. I think inga na. And kabalo ko unsa inyo ang nasa mind do to this kind of kuan. So inyuhan na maybe thought ga or unsa ba na, I don't care, but I don't want to call that kind nga thought ga, no? Kay murag awkward or siya, pero inga na siya, no? So katumangot ana, so I met someone, it's been like years, kaila siya na ako, kaila po ko niya, and we have same interest on some other things. And nalangyoy night time nga wala mi nag-istorya na because of distance, but she still lives in my heart bitaw, so I repress it. Mo bitaw to akong podcast about you can't really unlove people if you truly love them. So I think I consider that person as I dedicate my true love, no? Kay ako girepress ra, girepress now. And pag senior high school I met some people and nakauyab ko kausa, but nasakitan ko kay mao lagi to third party gichitan ko. Worst. What the hell? Ano ito? Grabe kito ka. Tragic, ba? Gichitan ko niya. Nag-post sa story nga sa iyahang kachar-char. Gikustomize. Gikustomed ko. So, that was a traumatic experience, by the way. So, ito, nitagam ko ato. Nang-try magod ko ato nga time. Nga na ko pag senior high school ba nga. Ah, sige. Atagan ako dyan sa akong self na ma-inlove. Although na ako yung mga ka-char-char sa una, pero dili good kumukumit, guys. Kailahi ang gusto i-commit sa akong heart. And I don't want that to be like that. Pito nga, mukumit kong tao niya, masakitan na ako sila kay tungod ma-feel nila nga dili sila ang ginasinggit sa akong kasing-kasing. So, to be safe is crush your yutaman and dili na ako mukumit. And not until pag senior high school and mo to gichitan ko. And yan ako, okay, I'm done with love. And then that girl, that someone na niabot sa akong life, ay kailan na ako daan, nag-chat mi otro, we communicated and it was good. But there are really things that are, I don't know, gihatagan na talikog sign sa universe a lot of times already, but I still neglect it. Nagyod ay mga butang that aren't really meant for each other. Like you two bisog unsaon ninyo o pangitag paagi, wala hangto dito yung taman. And it's sad, no? Kay yeah, it's sad to think lang. And tinood siya, guys, one thing that I learned bitaw nga even though you meet someone that you think nga nahatagan ni mog true love and dedicated ka for the true love and you can really tell that it's true love, having the true love is not the guarantee that kamoday ang naa and for this aning a lifetime, no? Kay pwede de, posible de nga grabe inyong strong na paghinigugma sa usag-usa Pero naay times nga ang destiny yung mo kontra ninyo. Himuon mong parallel. Two lines that aren't really meeting to each other. Sa ba? Parallel? Damn. I don't know. But that's my analogy, no? Hinga na. So, after that, after we ended everything, wala na. I become numb. Murag wala na lang dahil sa koa. I meet new people and they were just people to me. Some are close friends, but I didn't really see them as, yeah, I did not see them as lovers. I don't see them as a lovers or something like a more on close friend relationship. I don't know, guys. I mahalok jud ko main love jud kay ngano pag main love magud ko kay dedicated kay ko sa tao ba. Dedicated kay ko to the point nga tanan ihatag nako. And then dili lang literal nga hatag when it comes to everything nga pati plans sa future bitaw. Apilon man gud nako. Kaya na sila, you can't really tell if it's true, you can't tell if it's true love pag dili nimo siya makita as part sa mong future. And ako'y ma-meet ng mga new people and I tried and learned how to love them. Pero di man gud ako sila makita sa future, guys. Mao nang dili ko mo pursue. Okay? I mean, dili na nang magpaasa, guys. Ka nang tama na sa crush boy nga na lang, idol lang tika nga na. Pero dili na more than that, dili na gani ko mag-date kay para dili ko maka cause o assumption sa ilahang mind. So I don't know, I think I messed up things or dili lang yun bagay sa akong mga butang. Munang as much as I could, I really want to help other people to get through the pain. Hinga na. Well, ang number one cause guys sa dili something nga issue gyud kayo. There are kwan lang gyud things nga dili meant to be for each other. Dili siya hinius nga crime ang causes anong nag-stop me og story atong someone. But nga na lang dili lang gyud align na yung mga butang nga dili align. So mo to, I don't know if she's listening to my podcast bitaw. I'm really glad. I just want to ask how kumusta siya. Mora jud. I know she want to be successful sa life. Kabalo ko nga gusto niya mag-travel and do things. Tagan siya plano sa life. So I am just here clapping my hands supporting her and salamat. I never get the chance to say thank you bitaw to those people nga naghatag yun sa ko learning and lesson to say and to think. So, inga na siya, no? It's been bothering me. And I really want to get through with my thoughts. But sometimes it's kind of heavy. Kana bitong holy crap. I don't want to cry. Kana bitong actually guys, na yung uban part sa podcast topic na ko. It wasn't really mo nang strong kayong uban topic no kay og makaingon yung ko nga real life basis because it's evidence based. Wow, na learn sa journalism ba? evidence-based ang uban na ako yung na-experience. And ma-relate na ako siya sa ubang taong experience. And I'm really glad that I'm helping other people. No? Na lang siya sa ibang other people think that I'm really fine. Which is I'm really glad because I don't want them to bother. Pero I don't know. Nalang siya sa'yo nga. Nalang siya sa'yo nga mag everything will go through your mind ito. And you just don't know what to do. Because you still love the person. So, so yun na, no? I hope someday we will get through out sa pain nga itong na-feel. Because sometimes it's bothering you. You're thinking bitaw na does she think still the way I think, or kanang suddenly naanad ka to do things with that kauban siya pero wala. So if you have someone bitaw nga, if you have someone nga you love the most and you are with them, just love him, guys. Truly love them. And don't take them for granted. Oh crap, I hate this. I hate 12 midnight thoughts, honestly. So, you know, other people are still stuck. And they don't know how to get out without. So, if you have someone already you love the most, don't ever take them for granted. Because it's heavy if you realize bitaw na they are the one that got away again. They are fine and it was all fine. But things aren't really meant for each other. So I hope you can find makakita po kag tao, guys, kamo na who will cherish you, who will not take you for granted, and will treat you a significant other to their life. I really hesitant to post this. No? So yun nga, guys, it's not always ang perspective mo sa ibang tao na they can easily find someone to love, but it's not. Once you let them go, it's hard to find someone the same as them. So value people around you and yana, show the love that you can give. Ito, no? Sorry, guys. I hate this. boss lagi podcast na to is about certain topics, but I just want to be free talk sa karong episode. I'm filming this 12, almost 12 midnight, and it's different Monday ang ID, you know. I don't know. Nice sometimes nga, I'm okay, but sometimes mostly not. So if ever she's listening, no, I'm really glad that I met her. She's a blessing, good. I think she's the cause why I learned a lot about love. So, if mula bae ra gyud ang tao sa tong kinabuhi, at least they left a lesson, no, for you to use it as a strong instrument bitaw to be more aware in the future. Yeah, I keep saying good, yeah, I'm fine, but I don't know, karon lang jud ko ka feel nga ni sa podcast pag yun. I'm sorry guys if I don't know if this one is kind of projecting my feelings, so pero I just want to be transparent. Hindi ko ganan maingon nga strong ko always, which is I want to project it. God, I don't know who you post it. Pero I hope na learn din you guys, no. Please do value people in your life. And if nakakita na mag tao nga love kayo ninyo, show them all the love that you can give. Because you will never know, one day mawala sila si mga kamot and magmahay ka, that you should have give it all. But you just can't. And I hope, Ingana, God bless your heart.